Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio episode. Tonight's topic, highlights from Donald's debate debacle. Let's begin. Number one. Oh, yeah? You guys can go ask my good friend Sean Hannity. He'll tell you I was against the Iraq war from the very beginning. Number two. Oh, yeah? You guys can ask my son, Eric. He'll tell you releasing my income taxes would just be plain stupid. Number three. Oh, yeah? You guys can ask anyone. Hillary is a crook. Go ahead. Ask anybody. Number four. Oh, yeah? Miss Universe from Venezuela was a fatty. We told her to get her ass back in shape, okay? Number five. Oh, yeah? Hillary has been fighting ISIS her whole entire life, okay? Just ask ISIS. Number six. Oh, yeah? Hillary sent top-secret nuclear warhead designs straight to Vladimir Putin, straight from the State Department, and her BlackBerry. Just ask Putin, okay? Number seven. Oh, yeah? Just ask Kenya. They'll tell you Obama was really born in Kenya. But somehow, the damn birth certificate was inadvertently mailed to Honolulu, Hawaii, and got altered in the process. Number eight, oh yeah, just ask the folks in Nogales, Mexico, if they want a wall put up. Okay, so they thought we were talking about a Walmart. Whatever. Number nine. Oh, yeah. Just ask my campaign chair in Mahoney County, Ohio, if there was any racism before Obama became president. She'll tell you a big fat no. Okay. So she had to resign soon thereafter after that statement. But she said it. Number 10. Oh, yeah. Just ask my ex-wife, Marla Maples, if I don't have the largest Johnson in the Western Hemisphere. What? You said she thought I was talking about the hotel chain I wanted to buy, Howard Johnson's? Number 11. Oh, yeah. China is taking over all of our country, and they've taken all of our jobs. Blah, 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 blah. What? You're asking me about the stuff I sell under my Trump brand? Where do I have all of my ties, shoes, shirts, slacks, jackets, hats, dresses, golf bags, sweaters, cufflinks, watches, soap, hand face, aftershave, cologne products, sack, socks, handbags, purses, briefcases, etc., etc., etc.? Why, China, of course. That's where they're made. What do you think I am, a total fucking moron? Number 12. Oh, yeah? Well, ask Vladimir Putin if Donald J. Trump is a righteous dude. We all know what Vladdy would say. And from one strong man to another, he's my man, bro. Hell, I'd give him a big, wet, and sloppy French kiss morning, noon, and night. Number 13. Oh, yeah? Well, when I'm president, I'm going to fire all the generals. Then the Defense Department will start winning wars big time. What? You're telling me that the generals don't get fired because they're not appointed? That they serve under military command until they retire and only a court-martial can be used to remove them? So what? I'll sign an executive order or something. Number 14. Oh, yeah? Well, African-Americans overwhelmingly love me. Just ask Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, who told me that his stop-and-frisk policy was really popular in the black communities in that city. Yeah, that's right. That's what he told me. What? You say I'm polling at less than 1% among black voters? Get out of here. Number 15. Oh, yeah? Well, I think I won this damn debate, hands down. What? You said that that's not the case because my hands were never down, but were instead up in the air constantly, gesturing and pointing at Hillary. number 16? Oh, yeah? Well, I don't even know who David Duke is or much about this following, this KKK. But I'll look into it, though I promise you. What? You say he's endorsed me? And so has the entire Klan? I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know anything else. Number 17. Oh, yeah? I'm under an audit by the IRS, and my lawyers tell me that once the audit is completed, I can release my income tax records. What? You say that the IRS has clearly stated that tax records can be released at any time, including during an audit? Look, don't be silly. This is all just a misunderstanding, okay? Oh, yeah? Well, I have a very high regard for women. It's just that the former Miss Universe from Venezuela was a big fat pig after she won. Are you going to tell me otherwise, huh? Number 19. Oh, yeah? Well, I can cut taxes by about $20 trillion and increase defense spending by $20 trillion. And you know what? America won't be great again. What? You say that's completely ludicrous, insane, and impossible? Well, which one is it? Ludicrous, insane, or impossible? Try to be more specific, okay? Number 20. Oh, yeah? Well, my grandfather was a fine businessman who was Swedish. What? You say he was from Germany, that his real name was Frederick Drump, and that he made the Trump fortune possible from his opium dens and brothels in New York City? That's not so, because my daddy would have said something about that, right? There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the resounding tour de farce performance by the greatest street vaudevillian charlatan in recorded human history. The Donald may have human DNA in him, like the rest of us, but in his case, the DNA stands for Do Not Approach. Thank you very much for listening to another Rough Riders radio podcast episode. This is the old Rough Rider rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.